Locked away during pandemic, students anxious for return of in-person exams. COVID learning losses make return to stringent exams, test, rules, troubling, expert says. By Marissa Gatto and Deepak Sharma. This is the first in-person fall term exam season since 2019. Experts say that students' preparedness and study skills have suffered from more than 2 years of schooling disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic. There has been so much leeway given to students over the pandemic that any attempt to go back to more stringent exams, tests, or rules is troubling for students, according to Corinne Hart, an associate nursing professor at the Toronto Metropolitan University. Students coming back in person required a complete shift in how they function and organize their time, said Hart. They had to figure out how to be a student again. Third-year biology student Reg Alexon Wang is just one student who is worried about exams and meeting his own academic goals. During this pandemic, we were relying on our typewritten notes or slides that professors uploaded in advance instead of active recalling, said Wang. In June 2021, a science table, a COVID-19-focused research group, published a report revealing the damaging effects of the pandemic on vulnerable population groups. According to the article, COVID-19 has impacted academic achievements and led to learning losses. The closures of schools have caused multidimensional consequences, especially with students' physical and mental health. Young adults were deprived of the opportunity to meet people, which affected critical developmental needs and their ability to build meaningful relationships with educators. According to Kelly Gallagher McKay, an expert in educational experiences and outcomes, and associate professor at Wilfrid Laurier University. Since students spend so much time on screen, even if it was an activity for school, it was associated strongly with higher rates of depression and anxiety, she said. I got up at 5 in the afternoon. My classes would tend to finish at 6 in the morning. I was like a night owl, nocturnal, no friends, no social life, nothing, said Stein van der Oort, a second-year creative industry student at TMU who was stuck in the Netherlands when people switched from online to in-person classes. Oort says when he first arrived in Toronto, he felt suffocated and exhausted starting in-person learning. Literally after my first in-person class, my throat dried up. It was aching because I was used to not speaking for days at a time, locked away in a room. With the return to in-person schooling, Gallagher McKay says that students are more likely to be anxious if they are less well-prepared for assessments. With the interrupted schooling, students are sort of always in a catch-up mode, which can be exhausting. Elizabeth Tupa, a licensed clinical psychologist, echoed Gallagher McKay's statement. She says students dealing with 3 years of interrupted schooling, along with isolation, concerns about illness, and being cut off from healthy coping mechanisms, lost out on a huge chunk of their developing life. Wang recommends his fellow students definitely get enough sleep, eat healthy for discipline, exercise, and try to minimize self-destructive habits.